And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 27th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of August Wilson, born Pittsburgh, 1945, son of a German baker, an African-American cleaning woman, grew up in the Hill District of Pittsburgh with his mother, five siblings, in two rooms, no hot water. They all shared the yard out back. His mother, Daisy Wilson, taught the boy to read when he was four, and a year later, he got his first library card. He was a bright boy, but he suffered from racism in school, dropped out when he was 15 because a teacher accused him of plagiarizing a paper about Napoleon because she didn't think a black student could have written anything so good. So he taught himself at the library. He read Richard Wright, Langston Hughes, Ralph Ellison, joined the army, started writing poetry. When he was 20, his father died, and he dropped his father's name, Kittle, and took his mother's name, Wilson. And he and a friend started a theater company in the Hill District where he grew up, staged his first play in 1973. When he was 33, August Wilson moved to St. Paul, Minnesota. He took a job at the Science Museum, writing scripts, adapting Native American stories. Sent a play to the Playwright Center in Minneapolis. He won a Jerome Fellowship. His play Jitney was produced, set in the Hill District in the 1970s. And then came Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, set in the 20s. Fences, set in the 60s. Joe Turner's Come and Gone, set in 1911. August Wilson set out to chronicle African-American experience through the 20th century, decade by decade. And his final play in his 10-part Pittsburgh cycle was Radio Golf, which is set in the 90s. It premiered in 2005, and Wilson died of liver cancer 6 months later. August Wilson said, "My greatest influence has been the blues," and that's a literary influence, because I think the blues is the best literature that we as black Americans have. Blues is the bedrock of everything I do. If all this were to disappear off the face of the earth, and some people 2 million years from now would dig out this civilization and come across some blues records, they would be able to piece together who these people were, what they thought about, what their ideas and attitudes toward pleasure and pain were, all of that, all the components of culture. Here's a poem for today by Mae Sarton, Journey by Train. Stretched across counties, countries, the train rushes faster than memory through the rain. The rise of each hill is a musical phrase. Listen to the rhythm of space, how it lies, how it rolls, how it reaches, what unwinding relays of wood and meadow where the red cows graze come back again and again to closed eyes. That garden, that pink farm, that village steeple, and here and there the solitary people who stand arrested when express trains pass, that stillness of an orchard in deep grass. Yet landscapes flow like this toward a place, a point in time, and memory's own face. So when the clamor stops, we really climb down to the earth, closing the curve of time, meeting those we have left, to those we meet, bringing our whole life that has moved so fast and now is gathered up and here at last to unroll like a ribbon at their feet. Journey by Train, a poem by Mae Sarton from her collected poems, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.